This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Autumn in the uplands of southeastern Arizona is glorious. Oh, it's too dry, dry and dusty, with no significant moisture in sight, so that's not glorious, but moisture could happen. We'll see. And that damned wall between us and Mexico is still being built, and that's not glorious. It's hideous. It's criminal. And those really aren't strong enough words, so please add your own pejoratives in front of the word wall. But autumn, the season, autumn is beautiful. My goodness, the uplands, you know, the grasslands, the woodlands, the rocky slopes, the mixed shrub savannas, canyons with colorful leaf litter of the now-naked cottonwoods, sycamores, ash trees, sometimes maples in those canyons. So red, yellow, brown leaves that crunch beneath your feet as you wander below the now-naked branches of those mentioned trees, and the native grasses of the uplands, the stems no longer green, but many shades of brown or yellow. Some seed heads glisten in sunlight, like the cane beard grass or the little blue stem, whose stems, by the way, are quite beautiful as well. Recently, I stood in the mix of the native grandmas and tanglehead and blue stem and cane beard grass, and I photographed that crazy mix, and I just can never get that shot of grasses. It's fun to keep trying. In the woodlands, you get some colorful sumacs, the fall sumacs, in among the mixed in with the oaks, and then sometimes where there are boulders, you'll see native cotton turning red. But right now, the last acorns of the year are falling. Arizona white oaks and Mexican blue oaks are dropping acorns. That's fodder for deer and squirrels and bears and acorn woodpeckers and ghouls turkeys and Mexican jays. Those Mexican jays, I was watching some getting acorns off a Arizona white oak. "Where are you taking those acorns?" I whispered toward them. I knew full well that they were stashing them in the soil. And they have these great memories. They know where they stick things, but sometimes they don't get back to all of them. So they're planting an oak tree. So thank you, Mexican jays. What else was I going to tell you? Well, Ms. Mosquito and I try to leave our place near the banks of the Ojolote once a week, seeking solace, you know, in the nearby grasslands, the nearby woodlands. We know we're very lucky to live. We're so close to a lot of public lands, Bureau of Land Management lands, National Forest Service lands, National Park Service lands, not to mention state lands. So we have options in our search for comfort in the hills. On one such search, we ended up at the Fort Bowie National Historic Site. It's the site of a fort. Actually, it's two forts, but a fort of the late 1800s, 1860-something to 1892, I think. And the whole reason of the fort and the soldiers that were there was to conquer, quell, defeat the pesky indigenous Apaches. You know, 120, 130 years later, I catch myself rooting for the Apaches. The history, you know, that's interesting. But I go there for the flora. It's so diverse. I'm not making this up. There's grassland. There's woodland. There's Chihuahuan Desert. There's got to be a dozen or so plant associations, these plant communities. Ms. Mosquito and I are constantly marveling at different plant groups, you know. Huge walnut trees, by the way, and immense ash trees in these washes, arroyos. Two species of junipers, eight or nine species of oaks. Crazy, right? Bromelia, hackberry trees, soapberry trees. And one day we were hiking up a trail on the north side of a small mountain. We noticed that the pinons had large cones and were full of seed. That was very neat, of course. We're very excited. But the more we looked at those pinons, we go, those look different. Those aren't the Mexican, the border pinion, the Pinus discolor. My goodness, they were Pinus edulis, the Colorado pinion pine, the state tree of New Mexico. Is that cool? It's very cool. Later, you know, when I got home, I did some more research, and I found that not only that Pinus edulis is there, but the one-needle pinon occurs at Fort Bowie, too. What? So all three species of pinons that occur in Arizona occur at Fort Bowie. We're going back. We're going back. Yes, we are, to find that Pinus, I'm a little excited, Pinus monophylla. The one-needle pinion. Oh, my goodness. You know, that National Park Service historic site should be declared a floristic treasure. It should be. Maybe we should just keep it quiet. Just enjoy it. Keep it quiet, right? Well, too late. Too late. Too late for that. Oh, my goodness. autumn in the borderlands, my friend. The borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.